Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, standing by. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor.
Radar HK.
There you go, now you're in the repeater. How are you doing?
Doing good. Sounding good. Good morning. NADAR HK.
Good morning, Stormy. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Yeah. Get jumped.
How's your day going?
Slow but sure.
Doing on 2 meter.
I've always got the 2 meter on over here.
All right, Jeff said he'd probably be here about 1, but it might be a little earlier. And when he went to the swap, he picked me up an MC60. I guess it's a newer type. And then my Elinco was, it didn't want a key, so I don't know, dirty or something in there broke or whatever, but I'm on my stock bike right now.
I wish that I would have known that, because I've got 2 of them MC60s sitting over at Tony's.
what does he want for them?
He's got $100 on them.
Okay, he picked this one up. The guy had it hooked to a Kenwood 590SG, like what I've got, but he said he didn't want the radio, and I guess he wanted 45, you know, for the mic, or I'm not sure what he wanted, but Jim got it for 40. And then I guess where the batteries go in, I guess that's cracked or broke or whatever, but he says that's no problem. That's no big fix.
Yeah. These HP 202Ss, the cross needle watt NSWR meter there. They don't come with a light in them, so I took it over to Tony's. I had a light put in it.
Sorry, I doubled what? HP202S, workman watt meter. So they don't come with a light in them, so I took it over to Tony's. We put lights in them. What in the one I'm getting from you? Pick that up, Pat.
I bought a bunch of stuff that came in a swap. It was new, so I grabbed it. And but then I got looking. I said, well, it, you know, where's the light at? And it doesn't have a light. So we put a thing on the back so you can plug a power cord into it, and it's got a switch on the back. It's got LEDs in it now.
That's cool. Thank you. Did you happen to check with the workmen on, compared to your meter, how close they are?
That's pretty close. Because my other radio set at 95 watts, and it comes up to about 90, 95 right around in there.
All right. Yeah, that worked out for the better. That, well, you know, Jeremy, he had that test center, you know, but he never came back. I called, I texted, I left a message, I never heard nothing. So, and then Jeff tells me he was at the swap and he picked up an MC60, and I thought, cool. And then for the meters, then you said, oh, I got a new workman here. You know, and it goes to 1K, and I thought, that's even better yet.
What's nice about this, you don't have no buttons to push. It does it all automatic, and that you just set it on 1K, and you're good to go, or it's got, let's see, it's got 10 watts, 100 watts, and 1K, so, and that's all it's on the front. You don't have to set nothing. It just does it automatically.
Just amazed of meters and everything. I mean, from what I knew some time ago, what I had that, and now it's automatic. Everything's getting automatic.
I found another amplifier like what I have over here, one of those KLA, the 300s. Of course, mine's a 300 plus, but I found another one just like it, and those are all automatic amplifiers too.
They want for the 300.
They wanted 500 for that one, and that's right around the nice, you know, if it works, it's right around the price range in that, because I paid over 700 for mine. Because mine was new in a box.
That's always better.
Mine was brand new in a box, so, and that was nice.
Well, myself, if I'm getting something from somebody, and if I know them, you know how they take care of their stuff and everything, you know, but if I'm not really sure of them or whatever, or, you know, just how they are on the radio, you know, it gives me an idea how they might take care of stuff, and then I just, you know, not really interested. I mean, a lot of guys out there, I mean, like on 75 or wherever, you know, they got to hammer it all the time, you know, full power on their amplifier, you know, and it's really funny why they have to do that all the time, you know, but apparently they like to sound big, and where everybody will probably hear them, whether they bother, it's not a concern, and they at RHK.
URV. I also got one of them DX, if you know somebody, I got one of them DX394. It's just a receiver, but it's an all-band, all-mode receiver I got sitting over here. If somebody's interested in that, they can have that for $20, and it works.
What is it again?
It's a 394 DX receiver.
Well, nothing about it. I mean, what's on it?
All bands.
HF then.
SHF, high band, low band, CW, what else is in there? AM, that's pretty cool. And then you can program it, you can put in whatever frequencies you want in it, and so, you know, it does everything. So if you know somebody's looking for one, I got one.
Right. I will definitely keep that in mind.
And people call me and then they don't want to talk. I don't know what's up with that.
You mean on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, whoever it is that does it, say, I can't talk right now, I'm busy, I'll have to get back.
Tell them that, and I hang up. 5 minutes later, they call me back on the same person calls me back on a different number. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And I sat there and I delete, you know. And then you get rid of this number, get rid of my, or you block it or whatever, you know. And they just call back on something different.
Can't find out who's doing this.
That's just these stupid companies.
They always have to mess with stuff. They get something. That's like with Apple. You know, I told the guy when I called Apple, I says, I'm totally blind, and how my phone was great. It was great. Now this update, and when they give me an update, software update, then you got to go in with a password, passcode, all this stuff. And I told him, I don't want nothing. I don't want no password. I don't want no code. I don't want no secret handshake. I don't want nothing. Well, if you lose your phone, the only thing they're going to get is my contacts. That's all. And they're more than welcome to call whoever.
Well, that's cool. Hey, Stormy, I was just on the internet there. I was scanning through some stuff, and it had Flash from Germany. They have this bionic eyeball that they made, and it doesn't hook to the, you know, you have a cord on the back of your eye, and it doesn't hook to that. It hooks back into your brain back there, but it gives blind people sight. It's crazy how they did this. It's pretty neat. I was just checking it out looking at it and see how it all works. But it's a bionic eyeball. It's pretty cool.
Got a phone call, Jim. I'll be right back. KE8URVN8RHK.
This is N8NTN. Somebody there said something about they got a receiver for sale.
Yeah, I've got a receiver over here. It's Jim. It's KE8URV. It's a DX394. It's just a receiver. That's all it is. It's like one of them. It's got a keypad on one side, and then it's got all mode and all whatever on the bottom of it.
Made for ham operation, or is it just general coverage?
It's got ham operation in it. You can put whatever you want in it, put whatever frequency you want in it. It's got the keypad on it.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking I'm going to get something put in my camper so I don't have to sit it, so I can take it out to sit with it or whatever. You know, if I want to talk to somebody, go back inside and fire up the radio. All righty. Where are you at in 8NTN?
I'm right here in the gardens here in Saginaw. I'm right behind Pompey's.
Oh, okay. I'm Doug. I'm up on Beaver Township up north of Auburn. Out on the front edge of a big field.
There you go.
that it was.
I picked it up. It seems to work pretty good, and I don't need it. I'm running 1, 2, 3. I got 4 radios here that I'm running.
Well, I've got radios to put in the camper and whatnot, but they, you know, they have transmitters and stuff with them. You know, there's full rig radio, and I'm just thinking that might be handy type of thing to sit out under the awning and I don't know that kind of stuff.
Oh, there you go. Get RHK phone back. It was the DEA calling me, but I got my ride. Okay.
Sorry about that, Stormy. I think I stepped on you.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
No, I was just talking to him about the receiver. What was the numbers again on it?
It's the DX394.
Mix it.
That who it's made by is DX, Jim?
No.
Just the model number.
Well, when I hear DX, that sounds like a Radio Shack.
It is.
I think I stepped up.
It is. It's Radio Shack. Doubled.
Okay, I wrote your call down as KB8URC, and it's a DX394, and you're over in Saginaw. Taking a look at it, look around, see what I can find on it. If it does the job, I'll give you a holler, and we'll go from there. Talk to you later. NNTN, Doug.
Hey Doug, you have a good one there. Yeah, it's Radio Shack. It's a general coverage receiver, and that it covers, you know, like I said, it's got the keypad and the pump on the front. You just punch in whatever you want to listen to. So, okay, have a good one, K8URV. I'm standing by.
Doug, care be safe. Have a great day. N8NTN, N8RHK73. Good morning.
Good morning.
There I was, on an island, all by myself, not knowing what to do. One palm tree and one coconut. Peaceful. One palm tree, one coconut.
Sounds like one of those days. All right, well, I got to get back to work here. I'm trying to fix some things. So. And NTN, talk to you later.
I've heard Doug on HF. I don't know if it was... I don't know if it was 7200, I think, maybe. But yeah, I've heard Doug out there the call, N8NTN. That's a cool call, N8NTN.
You need a jumper on that too, on the back of that.
You talking about you need a jumper on that.
On that watt meter, you want a jumper on that?
It has to have a jumper, don't it?
I didn't know if you had one or you needed one, so I just stuck one on the back of it.
Okay, I've got jumpers here, but like I told Jeff, you know, whether or not they... I mean, I've had them for, God, years on end, and most of them I never used. You know, that was from 11 meters. And so whether they're still good or not, I have no idea.
I just put a jumper on the back end of it there, so there is a jumper that goes with it.
Goes with it, or am I paying for the jumper?
It goes with it, Stormy. It goes with it.
Just wanted to check. I've been around Jeff too long.
Oh, there's a burn.
Jeez, him and I have fun when we go out. I couldn't even put it into words.
I'm going to have to pull all my instruments down off the wall. I'm going to have to dust them off and polish them up and put them back up on there. My goodness, I haven't played them in I don't know how long.
Yeah, this is January. It was in January, the second Friday of January. Well, I'm booked all through the year at Ashley. A lot of them I'm booked through the year. And, you know, I just told all of the nursing homes I don't have a ride. I said, I got a thing on Marketplace looking for a ride. I said, but I haven't heard nothing. And so they said that they'll come out and get me, take me back, and then they'll bring me back, and then they'll go back. And I thought, somebody's screwing with me. But it was. They come out and got me, and I played, let alone I got paid. I didn't expect to. And then they brought me back home.
Oh, it's like that old song, I Got a Ticket to Ride.
Probably thought, we need to bring the blind boy out and dust him off.
Yeah. If I haven't played any serious music, and I don't know how long, just, you know, just me just strumming around the house and goofing around, but to go out and do anything serious, I haven't done that in ages.
I hadn't played my guitar in almost 2.5 months, almost. Just asking me this, and I thought, my first thought is, I haven't been playing my guitar or singing. And they said, so can we count on you for Friday? And I said, yes. So I got my guitar, and you know, once I got my guitar and I got it tuned and everything, I really enjoyed it. I just forgot, because that's been my thing all through my life after my accident, is my music. And once I got back doing, you know, playing a song and singing and stuff, it felt good. And so, yeah, it went over great. It went over great. I was really surprised. And they said that, you know, next month they will see about, next month they will see about doing that again. I thought, cool. Till I can find a ride.
I've been messing with that cigar box guitar, and I've been playing a little bit with the mandolin and that, goofing around with that, but all my guitars, usually, they're just sitting there. But I'm still working on the cigar box guitar. I'm wondering if I want to put a Piazza in it or if I want to put a Seymour Duncan in it.
Boy, there's a question right there.
I like the idea of the Seymour Duncan, and it looks nice. It looks like one of them soap bar pickups in that, a little white one. And I was thinking about putting that in there, and that would look pretty cool in it. And the Piazza would go underneath it, go on the inside on the bottom of the soundboard. I don't know if I'd like that or not.
You're fixing all these up. You need to get out there and play.
Oh, yeah. Well, last summer I was playing on the front porch there. I had people listening from across the road. Of course, you know, I have the old folks home across the road here. And they sat on the porch and they were listening.
Yeah, I've been... My God, Bailey. She must be in heat. She's out there. Oh. A question question was brought up to me, and I don't know, but if a female dog's in heat, you know, she's fenced in, of course, depending on the fencing, I guess how wide they are apart. Could a male dog come up to the fence and, you know, and still make contact with the female, though she's on the inside?
I don't think so. I don't think so. They try, but I don't think so.
Do you imagine a male dog, and here's a female dog, and come on, come on, come on, you know, and the male dog, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, and, it just flashed through my mind, the poor male dog could probably get wire burn.
I got that Marmaduke dog there in the backyard. He could step over that fence anytime he wants to.
Can a dog?
He's a huge dog. Well, he was a big puppy, and that. But he grew up, you know, with Lance out there, and they talk back and forth all the time. But he could step over that fence anytime he wants to. He's a horse.
How many, I think Jim told me, but you know how many acres he's got?
I'm not sure. I am not sure. I know he's got quite a few acreage out there for all the, you know, all the stuff that he's doing. I'd just like to have enough room to where I could put this inverted V up.
You know, in your opinion, for HF, we'll say, you know, 75 and, 40 and 20 and stuff, that if you didn't want to go with a wire, an inverted V, and you wanted to go vertical, what might you be looking at?
I think if I wanted to go with vertical, you know, and I wanted the HF frequencies and stuff, and not just limited to 10, 11, 12, but all the HF frequencies, like my harvest antenna does, I think if I had the money, I would put up one of them big, huge Titan antennas, one of them great big huge ground planes they got for vertical. That thing is colossal.
I can see your neighbors in the window now biting their lip and their nails, and as they see what you're putting on. What you're putting up, I mean.
I've seen some big dog on, you know, like the Akron 99, you know, the sticks and stuff like that, and like your solar kind that you have out there, you know, the 2000. It's they have these great big huge all-band antennas, you know, vertical antennas. What they'll do is they'll put a set of flat sides out, you know, 3, 4 elements, 5 elements, 6 elements, whatever, you know, big flat side antennas. They'll stick them up, and then right on the top where the mast pipe goes through, and that, there'll be like maybe a foot or so over the top of their flat side. They'll put a great big huge vertical antenna on top of that.
Oh yeah, there's, you know, in my wire, I climbed climbed my tower, you know, a couple years ago, and I went up there because where Greg's got my wire in the Ballam at, you know, I found the pipe because he's got this long metal pipe going out horizontally compared to the tower, and I'm hanging out to the tower, and I'm reaching out there as far as I can, and I'm thinking, where did he put it, you know, but it must be out there definitely longer than what I can reach. I mean, but that was, I would think, probably 2 rungs down, maybe, you know, from the top. So say maybe 28 foot, 27, 28, give or take, whatever. And I do good with my wire. I really do. N8RHK.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Yeah, I was looking at, I screwed up and I threw, got rid of that 30-foot tower that I had, and I should have kept it. And I could have put that down here, and I was thinking how cool that would be if you had the wire like a DX Commander, them big antennas that they have, you know, and you just, instead of putting it on their pole, run a about 30, 35 feet up, run a pole off the side, then run all them doggone wires down the side of that. That would be really cool.
That's true. You know, with me being blind, I just thought that it would be really neat when guys talk, like especially at night, you know, when they talk, when their signal goes out, you know, it has a certain color. Imagine what the sky would look like at night. It'd be cool.
You know, I was looking at one of those ham clocks that they got, you know, and on one side it shows where the signals are coming from, and I would love to have one of those. I'd take everything down that I got in back of my radios. Of course, you know, I got my call sign and everything. That's all printed, and that's back there, and then I've got a rig runner back there and other stuff, but I would take that all down. I'd put a ham clock in there, and that would really look cool back there.
How much is the ham clock?
I don't know now. I don't know what they cost now, but boy, I'd sure like to have something like that. And another thing, I'd like to get another computer in here, and I would do this paper, you know, logging stuff is cool, but, you know, I would like to have one of those logging programs on a computer, and that way I could see who it is the minute they call. You just put in their call sign, boom, their name comes up, where they're at. I'd love to have that.
They definitely have a lot of very, very cool stuff out there from what I've been hearing. And,
modulation, Starman. Hopefully, we didn't time the repeater out. I forgot about that.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised that's something I did. I didn't even stop to think. Sorry about that. M8RHK.
Well, we might have timed the repeater out. That's probably what happened. I forgot about that, too. I haven't talked on it in so long.
Yeah, well, like the repeaters, exactly. I mean, you're not on them. And, you know, and if you're on HF, you key down, you can talk, whatever you want. There's no repeaters, no nothing. And then you come to, you know, to VHF, and you're not thinking. And if you run it like that, it's not good.
I forgot all about it. in that. It's not like the other radio, that's for sure. And that if you don't get on it in a while, you know, you forget about it.
Yes, we do. N8RHK at 11:30. That was cool. Doug dropped in.
Yeah. You know, that was really neat. Yeah, somebody needed it. You know, that it's just setting here. And, you know, I was going to take it to the swap this year. But then I didn't go for that one. And so I just, it's still sitting here. He was looking for a general coverage, and that's a general coverage, but if he wanted something for just HF, he needs one of the quant chains with that little board in there. Mine works fine.
Sounded like you got a text message there.
No, I didn't get a ping.
Now that I think about it, that was my phone, sorry.
I don't know why I can't, you know, I can hear you fine, you know, when we go to the Simplex side, I can hear you fine out there, but I can't get a hold of, you know, Dave over there in Shields, so there's no, it's weird, he's closer to me.
Dave's closer to you than I am?
Yeah, but we must have something in between us because I can hear him when he keys up and stuff like that, but just barely, you know.
Well, could be. You know, he's on a beam and how he's got it pointed, but I do think he's got a vertical. I'm not really sure. Well, yes, he's got a, no, I got a beam in vertical. Well, dual bander. And, yeah, it could very well be something in the line there.
Well, I thought about putting that big vertical that I've got from you, I thought about putting it up, but this diamond antenna seems to do pretty good.
Doing what with the diamond antenna?
My diamond antenna seems to do pretty good.
What diamond you got? Is your single or a dual bander?
Somebody from Pennsylvania calling me up to find out if I've got natural gas in my home.
There you go. Yeah, that's where I live here. I don't think I'm fucking, what, a mile and a half, mile and 10 cents actually, you know, off the main drag. But I guess the thing is, because you come up that long driveway and then back into the woods here, and that's like different TV companies. They don't come out this way because I guess there's not enough houses. And I'm only a mile and a half from the main drag. Go figure that out.
I put my sister's house there on the Dixie Highway. They went behind her and put all natural gas pipes and stuff like that in. And there's like five or six houses down from, what is it, Maple Road to Bush Road. There's like five or six houses in there. And, they should have came right down the Dixie, but they didn't. They went right behind her and around, and that was crazy, because there's not enough houses. We're not gonna put a natural, you know, gas pipe down through there, and so everybody's on big tanks down through there.
Well, you know, they put it in like that. Then in time, they may figure the people make them wanna, you know, go with natural gas. You know, yeah, it's like you don't go and tell the people they have to, you know, but you put it in a situation to where eventually, you know, they got to.
You know, they took a petition up, and they went up and down through there, you know, and they turned the petition in, and I guess they, whoever they turned it into, they turned it down.
You know, it's, everything could be so much different. I mean, you know, when people talk, they say, do you hear what I'm telling you? I hear, and they do, yeah. Which is good to hear what they're saying, but they don't understand what they're meaning. They don't understand from where the other person's coming from. They just start hearing stuff, maybe part of it, and in their mind they know what you're talking about. So they jump right in. So I know, Bill, I know. You know, and I think, if people just keep their mouth shut when somebody else is talking and just listen and pay attention, things might work out a little better. N8RHK.
Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Reminds me of the service. They'll get up underneath the brim of your hat and they'll look you right in the eye and say, you understand what I'm talking about, Ben Rex Ramjet?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Boy, this weather. You want to talk about my sinus doing flips? They told me from my accident, you know, it would eventually start getting a little worse as I got older. Boy, they weren't kidding.
They put me on a new medicine. Boy, is it making me sore.
You just jumped right up in there. They put you on a medicine that makes you sore. What are you talking about?
Well, they're trying to get my A1C down because my A1C was so high and my blood pressure was high and my sugar was high. And we got the sugar under control and the A1C seems like it's starting to come down. But they put me on a new medicine to try to do that. And it's horrible. And that it just makes me sore. So I quit taking it.
Side effects. I mean, they say, I tried naproxen, and I feel so much better. And then they start running down the side effects. I just start laughing. I'm thinking, my God. And can you imagine the unfortunate person, you know, with all of the, everything bleeding from all orifices and stuff and much more, that some lucky person, they happen to get all of those after effects. Terrible, terrible. Horrible. They were just horrible.
You know, when I used to go to the VA up there and take my dad up there, when I had to learn the wound care and stuff for him, and I've seen some really, really bad stuff. But hopefully some of those people, you know, that I talked to over the years, they're doing much better.
That's, you know, the thing like with myself, I ask them about, you know, my benefits, and they said that, you know, because I wasn't in combat, or I didn't see action, is how they put it. Sounds much nicer, doesn't it, than combat? Because they wasn't in action, they said that, you know, no, I just get for what I am getting now. And I said, so if I happen to get something blown off or whatever it may be, or lose something, I said, then I would get these benefits? Yes. I'm like, God, I can't believe how the VA is on that. It should be a flat thing right across the board.
What the big thing is, you have to go in and get reevaluated, because it's all on an evaluation type thing, and that where you sit on their thing. And a lot of people, they when they say no, they take that to heart. I go over their head at VA because it's garbage what they're doing to people, and that down there. And the first thing out of their mouth is, no, you can't have this. No, nope. You get a second opinion on it, and then you go from there.
Yes, without question. I went in there one time, and I was standing there, you know, a little bit, and these two girls were just talking, but they were gossiping about this other girl. And I'm standing there, excuse me, I'd like to sign in. And he was quiet. I imagine I got dirty looks. And I told him, I said, if you want to socialize, could you do it on your time? And, you know, I got signed in. But if not, you know, you'd be standing there.
Yeah, I know how that is. I took my dad in, and he had to have that watchman put in. And they told me, well, you got to call every day to see where he's on the list for that. And I said, why should I be calling every day to find out where he's on the list? That just tells me that you guys aren't doing your job. I said, let me go down and I'll talk to the advocate about this. And then I went downstairs, and oh, my God, it wasn't. 2 days later, they had him in, and they had that watchman being put in.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, people work at their jobs for what they do, and like at the VA, I imagine that after a period of time, you know, apparently they must take it upon themselves for what they believe to be and say, no, you're not eligible for that because it's too much paperwork. You know, and then as time goes by and you come up again and this different girl says, oh, yes, you're eligible for that. Well, this other girl said, I don't know who that was, but I'm so sorry. That should have not. I mean, it's just a merry-go-round in 8RHK.
Yeah, Dad, he was 98% handicapped there in a wheelchair, and I come on glued on that one lady and that down there, and, you know, telling me I had to call every day to find out where he was on the list for his surgery and blah, 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 and all this other stuff, you know. And finally, I come on glued on her. I told her, I said, you know, if you guys don't, he's scheduled to have this done, and you guys are holding him up over here on this end and that. I said, you know, maybe I should call Washington on this and go right over your damn head and that, because you don't think I know people over there? I said, yes, I know people over there. I'll go right over your damn head.
You know, stuff like that should simply never be. I mean, you look at it, grown-ups still acting like little kids. You know, you're going to do something, do it right. What do you tell the little kids? You're going to do that, Jimmy. Do it right. You know, but as, you know, adults just do the same thing. Say as I do, not as I say, or however that goes on stuff. Yeah, stuff should never happen like that, you know, and how they are for their positions that they have.
You know, with the VA, what gets me about the whole thing, about all the militaries, not just one, but all of them. When you go in there and you take your oath and you sign all them doggone papers to get in there, to get into the military, and that, why don't they have that VA package in there too? So you, when you get out, you don't have to fight for it. It's all right there.
Well, that wouldn't work. That's called being orderly. Scheisy together, you know. Having your poop in order, you know, not just scattered out all over. And that's just not happening. Not unless you get somebody that comes in there and really cracks the whip on something, then possibly, you know, yeah. And it's, you know, people are people. You know, they can do what they're doing, but in their mind what they're thinking of, you're this, that, which it doesn't matter. So many people react to that because I don't even want to get into that right now. I don't want to get into it all, so N8RHK, thank you.
Yeah, I hear you. I know what it's like. I went through it too, so but I don't understand that aspect of it anyhow, so probably not for me to even know about it. Okay, I'm going to be standing by here anyhow, so we'll let this repeater roll here and get back to its normal operation. So, but I'll be here. Give me a holler when you guys are on the road.
Okay, we will do that. KEAURV N8RHK, and I do apologize for timing out the repeater. N8RHK clear. See you in a bit, Jim.
Yeah, Roger. Okay, we'll catch you later. Yeah, that was my fault, too, so I forgot all about the doggone time on the repeater, so. All right. KEAURV, that was my fault.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 25 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 27 degrees.
KD8URV, KD8URV, this is N8NTN calling.
November 8 Romeo, Hotel Kilo.
Good afternoon, I'm looking for Jim. I was going to find out where he was or give him a phone number to call. Looking at that receiver.
Okay, that's who I was going to try for. K-E-A-U-R-V, K-E-A-U-R-V, N-8-R-H-K. That's from K-E-A-U-R-V. To get a hold of you, I guess, to get a phone number, or you get his phone number. You can't hear. Go ahead, try Jim, and when you're done, Jim, can you go to 10 meter? Yeah.
Is that you there, Jim? This is Doug, NNPM.
Doug, yeah. You got a pen right handy?
Yep.
989-996-5148.
989-996-5148.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, your call, I wrote it down as Kilo Baker 8.
No, I'm Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor.
That's right, the rest of it right. That's my ears. That's what happens when you got the squeal around the back of your head all day.
Roger.
I'll give you a call in a minute. Or you want to talk to Stormy first and then...
I'll holler at him in just a minute here. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Go ahead, Dan. You can give me a call now.
Are you calling me? This is N8MTN, Doug.
I'm sorry. I got your name wrong there, Doug. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you can call me now.
Okay, I just tried calling it in 989-996-5148, and it comes up as a Verizon, and it's not a complete number.
No, you wrote it down wrong. It's 989-996-5418.
My mistake.
I'm standing by K8URV.
18, November 8, Tango Victor Echo. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. On our way.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Okay, Stormy, I'll be here.
Is this KDFERV?
Go ahead, Stormy.
Yeah, I do think I'm going to see where one is the vehicle remote.
Try it when you get a little bit closer, okay? Because you're in and out right now.
M8RHK Mobile calling November 8, Tango Victor Echo, N8TVE. M8RHK Mobile, you want frequency?
Go Echo 8, United Radio Victor.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Clear, 30 degrees.
If you can hear me, Dave, ETA will be about 5 minutes. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo out.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
But yeah, I got the gist of it.
Okay, we'll be there about 15. N8RHK.
Hey, Stormy. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor on the side.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo.
Oh, yeah, Zulu Oscar Bravo.
How you guys doing there, Stormy?
ADACOD,
can you hear me okay?
Army, I think he's hollering at you over there. This is Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor.
ADACOD, NARK, how you doing, Bob? I'm doing good.
Guys, have a good journey. Be safe going home.
And okay, Sam. And we will talk to you later. KDAURV, NARHK.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
WSK, Massachusetts Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
KC8YVF, good evening, Rick.
How did your day go today?
Busy, busy, busy. Never stop. It was like a production line today.
Some days are that way. Some days are that way. I had to fabricate up a handle to clean some ceiling fans that are 13 foot in the air at church.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah, I'm, like I said, just lots of parts to put up, lots of things to do at work today. My problem has been trying to get my train project working, the electronics. It uses modules that are called cyber bricks. You have a transmitter that goes into the remote control. You have a receiver that goes into the train, basically, to take the signals. And there is a program that the author wrote that tells the control, you know, goes into control and tells it how to control the train. Well, I put the remote control together, put the board in, all of that. I've gone through and put the programming into the remote and the receiver so that they supposedly are able to talk to each other, and I can't get them to talk to each other. One part of the process at the very beginning, there is a buck converter board that drops the 7.2 from the battery of the train down to 5 volts to run some of the LEDs and things that are in there. And the buck converter works because I can put a 9-volt battery on one side and it comes out at basically 4.9-something volts at the other side, as it should. But I can't get it to work through the remote telling the, or the, yeah, the remote telling the receiver board to give me power.
Can you go online and get the data sheet through the receiver and transmitter board?
That I did, and part of the packages was one of the crowdfunding packages, and part of the package was the JSON file that programs the remote and the receiver board. So using the CyberBrick software, desktop software, and I contacted the author, and he gave me the instructions on how to do it, and that's what I had done. And looking at it, the it should be working, but it's not.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I would say if you can find a data sheet for the CyberBrick and make sure, because some of them are very voltage sensitive. Some will do 3 volts and down, and some 5 volts is fine. But yeah, you need to check it out. Get the data sheet if you can, and research that to see what it says.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, these are the devices that are provided by Bamboo as part of their kits, their CyberBrick kits. So, and nothing's working, and not only that, but there's also a socket on the receiver board that is supposed to run the train motor. I plugged the motor into that socket, and that is specified by the remote control and the transmit board. The motor doesn't work, the no voltage on the buck converter, so something's not talking to each other. They both communicate Bluetooth with my computer so I could program them, so I do have another transmitter and receiver, so the next thing is to try a different pair.
Okay, yeah, where are they at, 433?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's truly Bluetooth. It's 2.4, but there's a lot of stuff that works on 433 as well. So if it's Bluetooth and you're talking to it, it's got to be 2.4.
Yeah, it's Bluetooth as far as I know. I mean, the computer talks to the program, the devices, it talks to Bluetooth. So what exactly, what's used to talk from the transmitter to the receiver, I don't know. I don't know specifically, so I haven't looked into it. And truthfully, I shouldn't have to because it's, again, he wrote the code and everything's designed for this particular transmitter and receiver that I received from Bamboo, so, you know, I didn't have to do it on the last one. The last kit that I did for the remote, for the robot game, programmed up, and then I just turned on the remote, and it ran the, you know, I put in, you had to test all the devices so that all the servos worked and the lights worked and everything else, but with this combination, I cannot get anything to work, so I don't know if the, I've deleted the file, I've redone the file, redownloaded it, put it in, and I mean the software tells it's paired, both of them are paired together, and it downloaded the software, it updated the firmware with them as it should have done, and like I said, it doesn't seem to be talking, one's not talking to the other.
Okay, so it sounds like you have multiple devices there. Sounds like your probably Bluetooth is talking to the microcontroller to your computer, and then you may have infrared or 433 radio talking to the other. You have to find out what all that is and figure it out. It sounds like the cyber brick is a bunch of components put together and so forth, and I wonder if they tested it before they sent it out.
That I don't know. Like I said, yeah, these are microcircuit boards that they put together for kits called the CyberBrick kits, and you can buy the transmitters and receivers separately. I don't know if there are specifics on it, and if there are, that's okay. I don't plan to go that far into it. I shouldn't have to troubleshoot the board, so I'm going to just get a different pair. I've got another complete kit. I will pull the transmitter and receiver out of that kit and program those two together and see what they get. And only problem, though, to do that, I got to disassemble the remote control and all of that and pull all the connections because there are six connections that are on that transmitter board. So, yeah, won't be easy, and right now I don't have time. That's why I said this kit, everything is printed for the train, is just now doing the electronics, and this is step number one of step 30, and I ran into a roadblock already, so not having fun with this one.
Well, good luck there. Good luck there. Yeah, it's too bad there's not a set of instructions on troubleshooting it. That would make life a lot easier, wouldn't it? He gave you it.
ACYVF, yeah. I mean, there's lots of information out there, wiki pages and all thing how to do it, but nothing really to, I mean, I could go back and rewrite the code, but I shouldn't have to. Again, that was his job. That's what I paid for in this crowdfunding thing, and nobody else has reported an issue, so there are lots of comments up on the page. Where the information's from, and I've read through a majority of them, and nobody's reported an issue with programming or getting the remote to talk to the receiver, so it looks like it's just me, and that's the only thing I can think of is one of those two devices are bad. But yeah, they're kind of cool devices. They're designed for, you know, doing remote control cars and things, and Bamboo puts together a kit that has all sorts of parts in it, and switches and connection boards and all that to add LEDs and whatever else, and like I said, the servo motors and that, so kind of a cool kit, but this is only my second attempt at using one of these in something, and yeah, this is where I got, so not happy at the moment. So maybe this, probably I'm not going to get back to this for a while. The wife wants to start this weekend on working on the office remodel, which means me pulling a lot of stuff out of storage in there, sorting through it, figuring out what we want to keep, what we don't, and then finding a place to put it while we start tearing that room apart. She wants to spend the next 2 months of weekends redoing the flooring there and redoing that room, so it looks like my weekends for the next 8 weeks are going to be tied up.
Yep, well, been like that since you moved in, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So these other little 3D projects get put on the side burner then, so, and we'll figure out at some point, and that's the only thing I can do here. Like I said, I tried everything that, you know, that I know how to do without troubleshooting boards and that, and you really can't because this is all surface mount technology. Both of the boards are not much bigger than, you know, about twice the size of a postage stamp, so very small components on there. There's nothing to troubleshoot other than the programming language, and again, that's basically beyond me, so it is what it is. I'll get back with, once I swap the boards out, if that does not work, I'll get back with the guy that designed it and wrote it and say, okay, any ideas? But yeah, we'll wait and see. They're not calling for much snow for tonight, maybe half an inch tonight, and maybe a half an inch to a couple of inches total for overnight into tomorrow, so nothing major there.
Okay, that sounds like the weather forecast has changed since I last looked at it, because we were talking less than an inch by tomorrow morning, so it definitely has changed. Supposed to be snow showers up until about 11 p.m. then stop, and then snow again after 1 a.m. So I don't know what's changed, but just wait a minute, we're in Michigan, everything changes real quick.
And I don't know if that's, it just set for the Saginaw Valley, so that could be, you know, some snow squalls or bands that they are maybe throwing in there or something. I hope we don't get anything, truthfully, but, and it could be over in the thumb, too, off the lake to get some lake effect out of it, but I know not much. They were saying, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 inches a couple of days ago, and now we're looking at an inch or two, maybe, so I'll take the, take nothing if I can get it.
Yep, I hear you there. I'm tired of it already, so ready for warmer weather to happen. Looks like we're going to get maybe Friday and Saturday be a little bit warmer, and then back temperatures drop again, so yeah. Don't expect to see any real warm weather for a while.
Nope, that's for sure. And then we're coming up on daylight savings in a couple of weeks here, and usually my goal is to be in the 40s by the time St. Patrick's Day rolls around for kind of a average temperature getting there, so hopefully we work toward that, get it done, and that's all I hope for. All right, Rick, I pulled in the driveway here. I'll let you go. Thanks for the ride-along. And I'm not sure, wife's birthday today. We had nothing planned for today. We went out for dinner on Sunday with the family, so we weren't going to do anything today. So, unless she's got something different planned, and I'll find out when I walk in the door. So, 73, we'll talk to you later, KCYVF.
Okay, 73. Well,
maybe
the daughter, son-in-law, and the grandkids will be over. KCEOA, 73.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Snow. 30 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Snow. 29 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.